In 2013, in Ireland, the official youth unemployment rate stood at 31% versus 14% overall in the European Union. The unofficial rates are higher when you count in those who are off the books, the people who are not entitled to state benefits, and the people having been transferred into work programs developed by the state to obtain more training and skills for employment in the future. And then there is emigration. 300,000 Irish people have emigrated in the past 4 years, of which 43%, nearly half of those leaving, are under 25 years old. Half or more of our population under 30 have been severely affected by the recession, either unemployed or forced to leave. Today, the unemployment rate in Ireland is 28%, which means that more than 65,000 young people are out of work. Where are the main problems? What is the potential cause? The downturn in the economy since early 2008 was naturally identified as the single biggest factor in securing employment. There is a significantly shrunken job market and increased competition for the opportunities that are available. In a research study conducted by the National Council of Youth, a number of reasons were identified why a young person may be unemployed, such as poor or limited education, undeveloped skills, intense job competition, low motivation for finding a job, limited commitment to the job search. But there was one factor that was consistently identified as the most significant barrier to entry the job market, and that was the lack of workplace experience. More so than academic experience and qualifications, young people thought that job experience was a main factor or lever involved in securing a job in 2010. Young people are now twice as likely to be unemployed as older workers. How does the general school career look like, and what will happen afterwards? Schooling in Ireland is different to Germany. In Ireland, children start primary school 2 years earlier, with the junior and senior infants, from the age of 4 or 5, and continue for another 6 years, which is called the first class or sixth class, to the age of 12 or 13. After this, all pupils go to secondary school, where pupils do the junior cert after 3 years at the age of 15. And the junior cert is sat in all subjects, usually 10 or 11 in early June of that year. Some schools then have a year that is called transition year. The transition year focuses on mainly non-academic subjects, such as life skills, including first aid, cooking, self-defense, driving, typing. A lot of sports goes on as well, with many different types, including rock climbing, hill walking, horse riding, etc. Voluntary work is a requirement in many schools, with students helping out in local communities and charities. We would often have transition year students in community radio stations as well. And then the secondary school finishes with the sixth year, when pupils are aged between 17 and 19, with a leaving cert in June of that year. Unlike in Germany, where pupils or parents or teachers need to decide on which school the pupil will go after the primary school, like either the Hauptschule, Realschule or Gymnasium, in Ireland there's no such division. Pupils attend secondary school after primary school. There the subjects within the school may change, but the schools themselves are not streamed like they are in Germany. One other significant point I'd like to make is that most schools in Ireland are gender divided, and pupils in most schools have to wear a uniform. The school system is changing slowly, and we see some alternative schools like the Educate Together schools emerging. But primarily, the Catholic schools are very predominant in the schooling system in Ireland. If I could change one thing, I would like to see the inclusion to develop mental health skills from an early age. The need for positive mental health promotion is universal and relevant to all of us children, as well as adults, especially in a time where we find we have to be more online present and responsive than ever before. There's no health without mental health. And with mental health, I mean the ability to develop and maintain self-esteem, the ability to solve problems, and the ability to adapt to mental stresses. The one area we often don't hear about before entering the job force is the importance of soft skills, a term often associated with a person's emotional intelligence quotient. So that means our personality, how we communicate with others, the impact of the language we use verbally as well as our body language, how my personal habits have an effect on people in my workplace. And yeah, we need all those soft skills for managing people, leadership, any relation that characterizes a relationship with other people. It's an important part of our individual contribution to the success and happiness in our workplace, as well as in school or college, and also our private place, our at home as well.